We're at Commodity Classic this week here in Kissimmee, Florida. Talk to me a little bit about some of the policy issues and some of the conversations you're going to engage with other soybean and corn producers from around the U.S. and other areas.
Well, of course, we're involved in the ASA resolutions process, which basically sets our policy for the entire year for ASA, and ISA is active in bringing some of those resolutions forward and participating in that process, and that's very important at this time, as of course there's a very a fluid environment in Washington, and we're wanting a new farm bill, so it's a critically important time.
As you talk about resolutions, we talk about farm bill and those issues not getting done last year, trying to work on it. You have the threats of across the board budget cuts, and they're still working on some sort of deal there. How does that play into what's important for soybean growers this year, policy-wise?
Well, you know, I think it's critically important for even the average soybean grower to be active and engaged, to get up to speed on the issues and know what's going on, and be in touch with their legislators, because it's so important that we have that safety net there. Of course, they didn't write a new farm bill last year, and we're on a short-term extension of the 2008 farm bill, and we really need some kind of concrete resolution to that issue so that we have a long-term planning process in place for agriculture, and we know what issues we're dealing with.
Let's talk about specific issues that you'd like to see and the delegation is hoping for in relation to the farm bill moving forward. What is important to Illinois soybean growers?
Well, I think, you know, especially in light of the year we had last year with the severe drought, it's important that we focus on that enhanced safety net. Of course, crop insurance is a critical part of that. That needs to be in the issue of any farm bill. We definitely need to address crop insurance, as well as other means of enhancing the farm safety net.
When we look at this threat of sequestration or across the board budget cuts, how does that make you nervous as a soybean grower in potentially limiting access to foreign markets and helping to grow and continue to build not only Illinois agriculture, but American agriculture?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I know some of the plans to avert the sequester involve draconian cuts to agriculture funding. And that's very important to us. You know, things like the Market Access Program, MAP, that's very, very important to opening foreign markets to us. And, you know, a safety net's important, but it's also important to enhance our competitiveness in the global marketplace, so we don't need as heavily of a reliance on a safety net. So, you know, those issues are very, very important as we look at the sequester that could possibly happen tomorrow.